And I just thought it was really interesting that so many of these seem to be almost identically at odds or the converse to the effects of being on social media.
It read like a prescription for like,
if you have social media, yes,
right.
Please be reading
this is
a book.
Like a cure, right? Like it really literally was. Helps with all the things that social media hurts.
Welcome to Real FM Rewind,
the side
where we hit the rewind button to catch up and pause to go a little deeper. Here's Anson, Kara, and Zoe.
What's up, friend? Welcome back to Real FM Rewind B-Side. We're back together again. It's Anson, Zoe, and Kara. And Zoe brought you some very special editions of the Real FM Rewind podcast in the last couple of weeks. Hope you enjoyed that. And yeah, we're back to normal today, back from fundraising land and spring breaks and, or as Zoe pointed out, PTO for adults.
For adults.
Spring breaks are allowed. But hey, we'll take what we can get. So yeah, we're glad to be back with you. And it's my turn to kick us off with On Repeat. My On Repeat this week is Hunt Me Down by Gladden.
I keep running away from love. You keep hunting me down.
So Gladden, I didn't realize, is a brand new artist. This is his debut single.
What?
Hunt Me Down. I was surprised by that because I immediately was like jamming to this song and I loved it. And I just assumed it was someone that had been on Real FM for a while. No.
Yeah.
He's brand new. Very excited about him. And I hope all of his music sounds like this because I really like this song a whole lot. But here's what he has to say about it. He says, it's an anthem written for those who feel unlovable. Using hunting imagery, I really wanted to harp on the fact that we cannot outrun God's love for us. Throwing caution to the wind, true love never stops its pursuit of us. We can either run from love or rest in it. Mm. Like, what a beautiful sentiment. And this idea of God's love chasing me, pursuing me is something that has always just really given me a lot of hope for those seasons when I feel like I don't have it in me to like chase God. But it just gives me so much hope that he keeps chasing me even when I want, like, even when I'm actively being stupid and running the other way.
Right. That's what I was thinking is like, it's not just when we get too tired to keep going and we fall down and we stumble. It's like, no, even when we're, as he says in the song, like I keep running away from love. Like he's still coming after us.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause the whole point of the whole song is I keep trying to mess this up, but you keep coming around.
Yeah. And like, I think we all do that like in our own ways. Like, right? For some of us, maybe that looks like very open rebellion against God or something. But for others of us, maybe it's just a lack of trust that God really can love us. And so we run away from that relationship.
Yeah.
But God isn't scared off by that, right?
Like
he's not intimidated by our silliness.
No, he's not.
Our nonsense.
He's not intimidated by our nonsense. I need to put that on a pillow or a poster or something.
Yeah.
I love that line for two reasons. One, because of like the truth of it. But also, like I think I've mentioned before, like when I'm adding new music to Real FM or looking for new songs, like I listen to a lot of music to evaluate stuff for Real FM. And every once in a while I listen to a song and it's rare, but I listen to one like very first time.
Yeah.
Hear the chorus and I'm like, that's an earworm. That's a pretty easy yes.
Yep.
And this was one of those songs where, you know, the first couple of times I heard it, like I didn't remember really anything but that one line, but that I keep running away from
just it's catchy.
Gets in your ear. And I was like, that's a winner right there.
That's a winner. And that's something I want to be stuck in my head, right? Like what a great thing to be stuck in your head. So I'm a fan.
We interrupt this program to bring you a pause.
It's my turn for On Pause this week. This is the segment of the show where we take some time to dive in a little bit deeper into one of our topics that we covered on the radio this week. Kara and I, every once in a while, will like both come to the studio with our own like show prep ideas, things that we want to talk about. And like every great once in a while, they just synchronize up perfectly without any planning.
It's
super lovely when that happens.
That is nice.
And I feel like that happened this week because Kara was talking about social media and about some studies that have been done around social media and basically how bad it is for us, which we're probably not shocked by at this point.
Yet we keep going to it.
We keep going back to it and these studies keep coming out that keep telling us how awful it is.
Never listen.
But the specific thing that Kara was talking about this week is like, we understand that like it's not good for our kids. Mm-hmm. And in fact, like some states around the country and stuff are even starting to pass laws like banning social media. Mm.
which is crazy
for children. Yeah. Whatever you think of that, I think we can agree, like, too much social media, at the very least for our kids, is not a good thing.
Yeah.
But this study was saying basically, like, adults, you're not off the hook either. This is bad for you as well. And there was some specific, I don't know if you recall any of the specific, like, stats from it.
Yeah, it was from a neuroscientist, I think, who was saying basically studies have shown that if you limit your usage to 30 minutes a day, that the benefits are, like, crazy, that you'll see less depression, anxiety, you'll sleep better, like a long list of things, just limiting it to 30 minutes a day. Easier said than done. But
not oversaturating yourself with all of this.
Right.
Makes a big difference.
It has real life practical implications.
Yeah.
And then she had, a list of questions to go through to see, you might need this if you answer yes to two or more of this list of questions.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the study that was done.
Yeah. So completely separately from that, not knowing that Kara was going to be talking about that on the show, I had found something that I thought was really interesting that was specifically talking about reading books. And the mental health benefits of reading, and not just any reading. It was very specifically, like, reading fiction.
You guys love talking about this.
We do, right? And I just happened upon this, and there are, like, scientific studies that show, and there were like 10 different facts here, but just a few of them. One is that people who read fiction regularly literally live longer.
Wow.
Right? 20%, up to 20% longer lives.
That is crazy.
And again, that's not necessarily, like, causation, correlation, right? But it could indicate that people who read more tend to keep other healthier habits. Who knows? In any case, they live longer, up to 20% longer. They're better at understanding what other people are thinking and feeling. Basically,
communication.
Better communication. And even beyond that, it increases people's capacity for empathy. Like our ability to empathize with others. Yeah, we kind of practice that when we read about characters and stories. Reduces risks of cognitive decline in the elderly. There's starting to be studies about specific things like Alzheimer's and dementia and stuff, and how reading can help with those. Not necessarily, if you read a lot of books, you're not going to get Alzheimer's.
Sure.
But there is some evidence that some amount of cognitive decline can be prevented if you're actively engaging in lots of reading.
That's so cool.
Another one is reducing stress. Another one is improving sleep patterns.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was really interesting that so many of these seem to be almost identically at odds, or the converse to the effects of being on social media.
It read like a prescription for, like,
if you have social media please be reading
this, is
a book.
Like a cure, right? Like it really literally helps with all the things that social media hurts.
For real.
And I just thought that was really interesting. And as you pointed out just a second ago, Zoe, Kara and I do love talking about reading books and fiction and all that. And so we could,
I'm there too.
We could revisit it again. Yeah. But what I really wanted to zone in on this time was, like, I was wondering if you guys had any thoughts on this phenomenon that I found really interesting. That, like, at a very, very basic level, right, if you're reading your social media feed or you're reading a book, you're, at a technical sense, doing the same thing, right? You are reading words on a page or a screen, and you are absorbing those words, and then then you move on with your day, I guess. But
yeah,
so at a very, like, technical level, it's the same activity. And yet the, like, practical ramifications of those two things could not be more opposite. Basically complete opposites. So I'm not exactly sure what to do with that, but, like, it feels like there's something very profound there.
There is.
About, okay, obviously it's not about, like, just the mechanical act of, like, reading words on a page.
No.
That makes the difference. It makes all the difference what we're reading.
Yeah.
And how what we're reading makes us feel, and how we respond to it emotionally, and all of those things. But at the very least, at a very basic level, it seems to show that, like, the power of what we are absorbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is very, very potent.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, what we are absorbing into our minds has a great effect on our minds, but also our bodies.
Our well-being overall.
And yeah. just overall well-being, mental, emotional, physical.
So true.
And so on. So I don't know if you guys have any thoughts about that.
But I have so many thoughts.
I find it fascinating that these effects are so powerful.
I think I agree with you. It's fascinating, but it also makes complete 100% sense.
Yeah.
And like you said, you could say technically the same activity, but to me, it's also technically not the same activity, because when you're on a social media feed, I don't know exactly what variety of social media feeds we're classifying here, but predominantly our social media right now isn't even words, it's videos. But even if you want to say, posts that you're reading, okay, what is the design of that post, right? Mm-hmm. They're usually very short. They're not chapter long books, and they're usually meant to gratify you or get a reaction out of you or to get you to comment, like, click, reshare. They're trying to compulse you to an action, usually emotionally, right? Yeah. So it's firing off completely different things in your brain, as opposed to you get a big book and you're going to sit there and slowly comb through the information day after day after day after day.
That's such a good point. You know what it makes me think of is, like, if you were going to make a metaphor for that, it feels like social media, you could almost define as like the fast food or junk food of reading.
Yeah, it's like candy.
Right? It's like, I get that little sugar high from my piece of candy.
It's literally the dopamine addiction. Like, they talk about kids these days, like, poor Gen Alpha. They have no attention spans because the dopamine addiction, you have to get like a higher hit, right?
Yeah.
And it gets worse and worse. You can't even sit and enjoy a book because it's too slow and there's no moving pictures.
It's like the difference between like popping a Skittle and then doing it again. And again, versus
Skittles.
Like eating a like gourmet five course meal over the course of a couple hours and like nibbling on a little bit of food here. That, like, that's a very different experience. Even if you're technically eating in both of them.
Oh, it's so good. Okay, so there's this podcast that I am listening, but I'm also trying to find this podcast because it's exactly what you're talking about. The Ezra Klein Show. He's an NPR guy. Talked to a lady who's like a reading expert. And they did a whole podcast about this, talking about the different kinds of reading that we engage in on a daily basis. And you're right. Most of it, Zoe, is videos and sound bites and less reading. But even the reading that we do on our screens, even the act of scrolling, there's something about that that changes the way we engage with the information.
Interesting.
Like, we're always wanting like more. And I don't know. There's something about that causes you to engage with it in a different way. And she actually argues that reading a physical book, not even just on Kindle, which I love Kindle. So I'm like, what? She even argues that reading the physical book changes the way you absorb the information. So they say something in this podcast about like the medium affects what you're absorbing in a huge way. The way that we're able to comprehend information, our brains naturally scan what we're reading ahead of time, especially when like we have an open book in our hands, and it scans like before and after, and we don't realize we're doing that, and helps us to comprehend things better, helps us to emotionally engage with it more, I think. And I think one of the biggest things is you just spend more time with that thing, and your emotions and your awareness of the story and everything evolves over time. And you don't spend a length of time with anything on the internet more than
it's in, it's out. It's usually gone. Things that are viral or, you know, forgotten.
It's so quick. And so just like the act of spending time with something, I think over time and absorbing a story like changes you as a person. And I don't know, there's something about that that's powerful. But anyway, there's a whole podcast about it. I guess she's written a book about it. Some of it's really wordy, but I remember listening to that going, what? And she's talking about how like the act of like reading a story or a book, it's not just firing off one thing in your brain, it's firing off hundreds of things in your brain, because you're creating a whole world in there, right?
The depth of it, right?
The imagination.
The depth of what's going on when you're actually like engaging with a story deeply is really crazy profound. And like, it's really sad to think we might be losing some of that. And
like what Zoe was saying about, we're all into this like really short form stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't create that same opportunity to create that same depth of relationship.
It doesn't.
With the material.
No, which doesn't create the same opportunity for you to change as a person engaging with it in that way over the long haul. Because that's to me where the change happens, is like bit by bit as you're absorbing the story. It doesn't happen with quick hits on the internet.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought it was kind of funny. This is just just a random anecdote, but I was looking at something on Twitter the other day related to like a video game that I play. Mm-hmm. And one of the designers of this video game was like commenting, here's some of the things we're changing about the game and our philosophy as to like why we're doing this. And I thought it was really interesting from like a game design perspective. And it was on Twitter, which now, like, you know, it used to be that tweets had to be like the length of a text. Now you actually can tweet like forever, I guess, on Twitter. So it was like super long.
Defeats the point of a tweet, but anyway.
Well, okay. Super long in the sense that like for a tweet, it took me maybe like 2 minutes to read. Okay. So it wasn't like a book, but for a tweet, it took a couple minutes.
Many characters.
It was a few paragraphs, right? So I read this and I was like, wow, that was really interesting. And I scroll down just a little bit more to all the like replies and comments underneath. Uh-huh. And almost like 90% of them were like, TLDR, that was too long. I didn't read that. Like, I'm not going to read all of that. Like, just tell someone or like people literally.
That's so tragic.
Instead of reading it, I'm going to take the time to comment and say, can someone sum this up for me?
Yeah.
Hit send and then like wait and hope that somebody sends me like a recap of it.
Oh my God.
Instead of just taking 2 minutes to read it, you know? And then like,
that's so sad.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, I thought it was like really funny. And I was like, oh, like,
you're right.
It's funny until it's sad. Like,
Another thing I wanted to comment on, Anson, about reading is actually I've made 2024 my year of reading, where I'm going to read more. Like, I realized in 2023, I'd realized for more than that, but like, I was like, this is it. I really need to get back to reading because college broke me as far as reading goes, you know? And so I've been climbing back into reading how I did when I was in high school, where I would go through books, you know, read before bed, was super avid reader. Mm. Then I stopped because college. And now I'm trying to get back into it. And I've got so many books and it's really exciting because now I'm actually getting excited about it and I'm getting more into it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's so much fun with reading and we gotta get back into it.
Yeah. Fun and helpful. Like
healthy.
Helpful, healing, all of those things. We need it.
Fast forward. My turn for fast forward. And before I get into what I'm really looking forward to, I thought you'd appreciate this little side story because on the day that I realized I was doing fast forward, I was having a bit of a rough morning.
Oh, no.
You know, one of those days and I was getting ready for work and I was like, oh, I'm looking forward to when Jesus comes back. That's what I'm looking forward to. It was just one of those minutes. And that's, I was like, what on earth am I going to talk about? I don't know what I'm looking forward to.
I haven't heard that said in anger before like that, but I can kind of appreciate it.
Fair. So then I had coffee and I calmed down.
Oh, and that fixed everything.
And I was like, okay, actually everything's fine. We've got this. It's going to be okay.
What a roller coaster.
There is good stuff in my life that I can look forward to. It's fine.
Just needed coffee.
So that's an encouragement if you're having a rough start to your day. Just give it a minute.
Is what you're looking forward to coffee then? Or?
Yes. just give it a minute. Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, gosh.
And so then I realized I've been looking forward to for days, for weeks now. I'm just so excited. I'm so pumped. And I'm such a dark because I can't wait to garden.
Oh.
Like, oh, I am so excited. I have a gal. So I have cats, right? So I can't have like a bunch of seeds in my apartment. I just don't see a world where that's going to go well.
No.
I don't have a place I can lock them up, you know?
Nah.
The seeds, not the cats, by the way.
Either or.
I mean, you know.
And whatever works.
Yeah. And so a friend is making, like, she's got a farm and she's got some seeds for me that I'm going to eventually pick up. So my seeds are off somewhere. You know, the word? They're blooming? I don't even know. The worst farmer here ever. I don't know.
Seeded?
They're seedling. They're growing. They're turning into.
Germinating.
Germinating.
That's the word.
I'm new at this. So I'm very excited to, in May, get to pick those up. So
that's cool.
Pretty soon here, I'm going to get my area ready, like get all the stuff and gardening. Gardening's a fun hobby, but it can be a little expensive. So I got to watch myself.
It's a lot of work too. I'm impressed. Yeah. Like I would not take that on.
Well,
that sounds like a lot of work.
You guys probably already realize this about me. I'm a bit of a hippie. You know, I like growing things and then making food with the things and being like organic and like, you know,
Look at you.
I would love to live in like the mountains and have animals, but that's just not going to happen probably.
I mean, I totally get like the second part of it. Like I love
that's what
making
I'm saying.
Things from a garden that someone else is tending.
I just don't.
You don't like do the tending?
It's just a lot of work to do the tending.
Like
the
work. For thousands of years, human civilization has been like, oh, this is so annoying. We have to grow the food. We have to be in the sun. And yeah. now we're at the opposite end of the pendulum right. where That's we're true. On our phones or on our computers. We're sitting 8 to 9 hours a day at a desk. That's so true. When I get in my hands into the dirt, when I breathe the fresh air, I'm like, I'm a human. This is what it means to be alive. And so I
love it.
I get fair. So excited. Like last year was the first time I had a garden at my apartment, and it was super cool. exciting seeing the things grow and be like, I'm doing
it. Do you have a space outdoors in your apartment complex? Like, so, do they give you like a space that you can
use? So yeah, when we toured this apartment, they had said they had a community garden, and I was like, yes. And then they said, no one wants to do the community garden. And I was like, oh. And so I came up to the lady because I was asking about the community garden. She's like, well, we're not doing that. But you have like a front yard space if you want to use that. And I was like, oh, for real? And nice. She's like, as long as it's not ugly.
Oh.
And well, so I was like, got it.
Okay.
Got it. It won't be ugly.
Just have to take
That's
care good. Of it.
Just gotta take care of it. Yeah. And so now they have new management. Oh. So I am like crossing my fingers that no one pulls up to me while it's all in the ground and is like, yeah. what is this? Oh. I'm gonna be like, it's my food. These are
Don't
cucumbers.
Take it from me or I will starve.
Right. Cucumbers, tomatoes.
It's a good way to play it.
That is good. Yeah.
So hopefully there's no problems there. I'll make it look pretty. It'll be a very nice little garden. But yeah, there's going to be flowers.
It's great. I love it.
Herbs. Cool. There's going to be vegetables.
Very
I'm
impressive.
Very excited. Yeah.
Very impressive.
Hopefully it goes well. Last year was an experiment. Last year, the zucchini, I think, killed itself. That's what I like saying happened because it's funny.
It was its own fault. Yeah.
Literally, I think I put it in a place where it didn't get enough sunlight. So it crawled across the lawn.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So every day I'd go out there and the zucchini would be further away.
Like, that's
and it looked like it was like, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. And so I like kept giving it fertilizer, like, just be better, it's okay. And then it produced like a tiny little zucchini that was inedible, and then it like died.
It's so funny. You never know until you try. So now you know.
Yes, there was a lot learned. Let's just say that.
We'll see if the year two experiment goes a little better for us.
I think it will.
Hopefully it will. Good luck with that. Okay. All right. Well, good luck with all of your hobbies, whatever those may be. And we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Real FM Rewind. Make sure to check out all of our podcasts on the Real FM app or at real.fm. And don't forget, be kind and rewind.